There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to our Washington Nationals series prediction show. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. For the first game, we have Nick Pivetta against Josiah Gray. Micah, who do you have in game one of this series?
Game one is going to be a tough one because Josiah Gray has really come on this year as a big-time pitcher. He looks like he could be one of the key building blocks for the Nationals moving forward. So this is definitely not going to be an easy series. I like the idea that Pivetta's going. He's been really, really strong over the last 2+ months. So I think it could be a really good pitching matchup. The Red Sox are 7-2 in their last 9 series in the first game. So I'm going to take them to win in the first game just because they have been really good at that over the last couple series. So give me the Sox in game one.
I like it. Terry, over to you.
It's an interesting matchup here. The Nationals have won 7 of their last 10, and the last 3 in a row as well, which were against Oakland. But if we're being fair, we didn't play well against Oakland the last time out. So Gray is coming off of 2 bad starts. I think I messed up. No, I had that correct. Okay, so against the Phillies, 4 2/3, 4 earned on 6 hits. Not a high strikeout guy either. So, and then his start before that against the Brewers only lasted 3 2/3, gave up 5 in that one. So, I think the Red Sox offense is kind of clicking. If Story can continue some of his momentum, and then Turner, seems to be picking back up where he left off, I think the Red Sox should cruise through game one, probably put up 7 or 8 runs.
Oh, a bold prediction. 7 to 8 runs. I like it. I, too, am going to pick the Red Sox to take game one. I like what they've done with Pivetta, allowing him to, come out of the bullpen for all intent and purposes to start his starts. I like the groove that he's been in. He's been attacking batters. And I don't think this Nationals lineup is one that's really going to put him to the screws. So, as long as we can keep putting up zeros on the board, allowing our offense to work the count, maybe get Josiah out of the game, I like the Red Sox chances in game one. Looking forward to game two, we have James Paxton against Mackenzie Gore. Terry, who do you think is going to win game two?
Gore is also coming off of a bad start against the Phillies, and the Phillies can tattoo everyone. So, there's a lot of power there. But prior to that, his start against the Brewers was pretty good. 6 innings, only 2 earned runs. Start against that, against the Mets, 3 starts ago, only 3 there, and was 5 scoreless against the Giants. I don't know why, but I'm not going to pick a Red Sox sweep, and I think this is probably the most winnable game for the Nationals. We don't know what we're going to get from Paxton. He's been a little inconsistent as of late, but he is coming off of a decent start. So I'm not super confident, but I'll give a very slight edge to the Nationals in game two.
Micah, who do you have for game two?
Yeah, Terry kind of stole my thunder on that one a little bit. If you look at Gore's last seven starts, he has a 6.61 ERA. So he's definitely gotten hit around a little bit. And maybe it's a little bit fatigue for long season. He hasn't really done that as a starter before. But this feels very much like Saturday's game when the Tigers threw Matt Manning. He was coming off of a bad start, and the Red Sox offense just kind of didn't get going. I don't know. I just feel like the Red Sox offense hasn't been consistent for an entire series. And until I see it, I'm not going to pick them. Paxton should have a field day with this offense, but he's also been inconsistent. So I'm going to go with Terry as well. I'm going to go with the Nationals just because of an inconsistent Red Sox offense.
Well, you know, I was sitting here all ready to talk about how the right-handed bats of the lineup have woken up. This is going to be that gettable game like you guys had talked about. You know, here's a left-handed pitcher. A good telltale sign that, you know, are they back, right? Are they up to speed? You know, is Duvall kind of back to the level that we would hope for him to be? Is Story, you know, humming along? But I think you guys have convinced me. You know, the Red Sox do have a tendency to lay an egg in each series. It's quite the conundrum that they seem to find themselves in. So I too will go with the Nationals in game two. All right, for game three, we have Chris Sale against Patrick Corbin. You know, turning back the clock for this starting matchup for a little bit here. Micah, who do you have for game three?
Yeah, you got it, Cody, that if this was 2018, this would be the highlight pitching matchup of the night with these two lefties. But Father Time has not been very kind to these two in terms of injuries and production. But I really liked what I saw with Sale on, what was that, Friday night? Yeah, Friday night. He was great for 4 2/3. Again, this Nationals offense, especially now that they traded Candelario, not very good. So I like Sale in this one. I like the bats against Corbin. So give me the Sox to take 2 out of 3. I really did think, though, that with this 10-game stretch of the Royals, Tigers, and Nationals, based on the fact that they got swept in Toronto prior to this 10-game stretch, I thought 8-2 was necessary to really get back into the wild card race. 7-3 is good, but again, after that Toronto series, I felt like 8-2 was really needed over 7-3.
Terry, over to you.
I'm not going to pick against Chris Sale in this matchup. Patrick Corbin has been probably the second worst starting pitching contract that the Nationals have signed. The first one's obviously Steven Strasburg. I'm not sure if he's even pitched an inning on that new 7-year deal. Micah's saying no right now, so I guess he hasn't. And he might never be back again. So, and again, that's Steven Strasburg. So Corbin just seems to get tattooed year in and year out. I'm sure there's a lot of remorse. He hasn't had the worst last 5 games. He's given up 4 earned one time, and there was another start where he gave up 5 earned, but not a guy that the Red Sox should have a ton of problems with. So I guess I'll give the edge to Sale, but let me just say this. He did get shelled against them pretty good a couple years ago. I think he only lasted like 1 2/3 innings. Wasn't his best start. He was a different guy back then, and this team's a little bit different. But if we're going to be wrong about any of our picks, they do have some offense in this lineup. Lane Thomas has hit 20 home runs on the season, hitting 284 at a 329 clip. CJ Abrams, another guy that's been somewhat productive for him. Joey Meneses, who's been just kind of a late bloomer, kind of came out of nowhere at 30 years old. He's having a good year. So this could be, if you come sleepwalking into the start, this could be a team that does tattoo you. But I'm going to take the Red Sox in 2 out of 3 here.
I think that's a good point that you made there at the very end, right? Sleepwalking into this start or into this series. And, you know, the Red Sox really can't afford to do that anymore. Micah mentioned it. 8-2 looks a lot better than 7-3. And Alex Cora has to have the team ready to win these winnable games, right? Because, you know, as the page turns to the New York series and, you know, the Dodgers series and the Astros series after that, the calendar gets much more difficult. I let you guys talk me out of the righty-lefty splits for game two, but I'm not going to let you do it for game three. I think the right-handed bats help secure this series win. I've got the Red Sox in game three. Was there anything else that you guys would like to mention tonight?
I believe they are on the road, so that's another thing that makes me a little nervous here. But no, nothing otherwise.
Micah?
Question for both of you, just a simple yes or no. Will they wear the yellow jerseys on Tuesday night?
Yes.
I'd be surprised if they wear regular jerseys ever again. Yes, they wear them Tuesday night.
No one's going to be surprised. I've said this a million times. I hate the yellow jerseys. I get the significance. They're the Boston Marathon colors, and obviously, you know, going back to 2013, those colors are near and dear, but I hate them on a uniform, and I hate the fact that they lack confidence wearing the normal uniforms. So I'm just going to throw that out there.
Something to monitor for sure. Anything else to add tonight, gentlemen? Nope. That wraps us up for all of us here tonight. We want to thank all of our loyal listeners and to our first-time listeners as well. We appreciate all of you. Whether you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we thank you. Everyone have a great night and take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.